1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 11 degrees outside under cloudy skies. We'll see mostly cloudy skies the rest of your Friday and a high near 15. A Plymouth man has been formally charged for trying to rob the Westside Pantry this past Sunday evening in Plymouth. Mike Kinzel has more.
25-year-old Travis Deals facing an armed robbery charge for the December 29th incident. According to the criminal complaint, Deals allegedly went behind the counter and demanded several times that the clerk open the cash register. Clerk didn't comply and instead pressed a panic button, forcing Deals to flee the business. The next day, following up on a tip, Plymouth police conducted a search warrant at a residence on Beth Circle in the city of Plymouth, where Deals was arrested. Now he's facing up to 40 years in prison if found guilty. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
A Milwaukee man was hospitalized last night after he rolled his car on Dairyland Drive west of Haven in the town of Mosul. The sheriff's department said 32-year-old Jose Medina Martinez was headed north about 8 last night when he hit a patch of snow and lost control of his car. It slid broadside into the ditch and rolled onto its top. Medina Martinez was taken to St. Nicholas Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A 14-year-old boy is hospitalized after being pulled unconscious from a burning home in Milwaukee yesterday afternoon.
It looks like he would have been able to leave. My guess is, and that's just a guess, it looks like he was trying to put the fire out.
The home did not have any working smoke detectors, and the fire did minor damage. The teen's grandmother said everyone who was inside made it out safely except Nazia Love Roy. Emma Roy added he was yelling to her for help, but she was unable to get through a door to reach him. Secretary of State John Kerry is in the Mideast trying once again to broker peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians. Fox's Connor Powell reports.
Secretary Kerry continues to press Israeli and Palestinian leaders to agree to a framework which he hopes will narrow the differences between the two sides and pave the way for a final peace deal. This is Kerry's 10th visit to the Holy Land this year. Despite the resumption of talks this summer, little progress has been made reaching a deal, but Kerry insists it is not, quote, a mission impossible, that a deal is doable.
Milwaukee police say gang fights are partly to blame for a 16% increase in murders during the year that just ended. The state's largest city had 106 homicides in 2013, the most in 8 years. The numbers of murders spiked in August and September when 35 slayings took place, about a third of the total for the year. Assistant Police Chief Kurt LeBold said that the gangs were not necessarily fighting over gang turf. He said most of the gang killings were caused by, quote, silly neighborhood disputes that erupted in violence. Gas prices are still creeping up in Wisconsin, but relief appears to be on the horizon. Crude oil futures dropped by $3 a barrel yesterday, and U.S. benchmark crude for February deliveries dropped to $95.54 a barrel in New York. That's after crude oil jumped above $100 in recent weeks. The AAA statewide average for regular unleaded held about steady from yesterday at $3.24 per gallon. Here in Sheboygan, prices range from $3.19 to $3.23. That is, the state average is up 3.5 cents from a week ago and up a dime over the past month. Experts say part of the increase is due to a reduction in fuel inventories to help oil companies cut their tax bill for last year. For the second year in a row, a Random Lake student has received a state art honor. Middle school student Riley McMullen was one of around 40 students from across Wisconsin to receive the W.T. Graham Youth Art Award for 2013. School art teacher Brian Sommersberger said the artwork Riley created was in the style of artist Wayne the Bod.
He did different types of dessert drawings. And for this, what Riley had to do was select five or six different types of his favorite desserts, and then he would take them and kind of put those into a composition of his choice.
Riley's piece was also selected to be shown in the state capitol and at the Wisconsin State Fair last year. Sommersberger said Riley gets to keep his artwork, but his accomplishment will be remembered in the district.
Riley, the middle school, and myself each received a reward that's going to be on display permanently.
Sommersberger hopes to have another winning art entry this year. There will be no television blackout of the Packers-49ers game this Sunday in Wisconsin. Team officials announced late this morning that all tickets for the wildcard game at Lambeau Field have been sold. There were less than 1,000 left to sell as of late this morning, and those needed to be sold before 4 p.m. to ensure residents in the Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Wausau markets could watch the game at home. Packers officials said corporate partners of the team, those being Associated Bank, Mills Fleet Farm, Bell & Health, and the three television stations that would air the game in the local markets, bought the remaining tickets. Ticket sales for the game have been slow, some citing the price of the tickets, policy for season ticket holders that they had to follow to purchase playoff tickets this year, and the expected weather for the contest. And speaking of the weather, the Sheboygan County Public Health Department has some words of caution as those dangerous cold temperatures approach. This is Health Officer Jean Beineman.
Some things that we want to make sure that people are aware of is that if they develop headaches, fatigue, dizziness, shortness of breath, chest pain, nausea and vomiting, or confusion, they should really call 911 at that point.
She says if you know anybody that is experiencing possible cold symptoms, you should keep an eye on them. Beineman also says if you're going to be traveling, stay in touch.
In terms of traveling, we want to make sure that people are aware if others are traveling and that they are keeping close in contact.
Beineman also says if you're traveling, make sure to have an emergency kit in your car. The National Weather Service has issued a wind chill warning for the entire state from Sunday evening through Tuesday morning. Wind chill at times could be as cold as 50 below zero. As for your short-term forecast, we'll see mostly cloudy skies for the rest of your Friday and a high near 15. A few flurries tonight with a low near 12. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow, and a high near 28. Currently 12 degrees outside as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg. News Time, 12:06.